Is your figure less than Greek?
Hello everyone, you're listening to another episode of Panji Jenny 告诉你 My name is Spencer.
大家好，我是 Jenny。 那在节目一开始我们听到了非常浪漫的音乐、My Funny Valentine,
Funny Valentine
来自 Chet Baker。 我觉得他这个版本也是有点melancholic, 就有点忧郁吧。
A little sad.
但 that's what love is, right? It makes you happy and sad at the same time.
Well, love is a struggle, Jenny.
Love is love. 奥巴马的名言哦。好，那我们今天为什么会说情人节呢？就是因为中国情人节七夕到了。
So 又来了一个情人节。
每年特别多哦。Spencer 头都大了、你是不是说哎呀又要花钱买东西给女朋友了
No, I'm not going to spend money this time.
啊，所以我们今天呢要说说很有意思的一些我觉得非常有创意的Valentine's Day celebration and gift ideas.
Alright, let's hear it.
对，我们其实今年是我们第三次做这个情人节相关的话题，因为二月十四号做一次、然后呢还有是白色情人节，哦不对，520我爱你又做一次
yeah, I remember that.
然后现在又是这个七夕我们又做一次，但每一次我们都尝试用一些不同的视角啊带给大家不一样的英语。那今天我们推送我也会把前两次情人节的这个链接放在里面，大家可以去学。那大家关注我们的微信公众号开言英语，回复情人节就可以了。那首先问一下 Spencer, 七夕在英文里面的说法是
Well, a lot of people in the West don't know about it, but we you could just simply call it Chinese Valentine's Day.
对，就 Chinese Valentine's Day 就可以了啊。但今天我想跟大家分享的就是一些我在国外网站上找到，就你不用花什么钱，甚至基本上一分钱都不用花的，就是充满心意，然后 very creative.
Very creative.
对 ,Valentine's Day ideas, which you can use to romance your better half.
To woo your lover.
对，那我刚刚说到 to romance someone, 我们应该都知道 romance, 罗曼史、浪漫、romantic, 但 romance 这个词呢也可以当动词来用。
对。
So you can say, oh, I need to romance my
I feel like we don't use it as in a verb as much as we do as a noun. But yeah, you can definitely do that.
对 so these ideas will hopefully help you romance them.
好吧。
首先这一个，哎，我特别喜欢。第一个就是 send them some special love letters.
Okay, well, I think this is.How should I say?
It's
this is common sense.
你说 common sense 是常识，但很多人现在不会手写。When was the last time you handwrite a love letter?
Two weeks ago.
Oh my God, you're such a romantic. 你好浪漫。
Say?
你两周前手写了一封情书。
Yeah, I wrote one 2 weeks ago.
哦、你给你女朋友写的，还是 you're trying to woo? 你还是在追她？
不用 woo, 就是。
哦，已经是女朋友，但是你还是会给她写情书。
是啊，
好可爱哦。这所以 love letter 就是情书啊。我们想到情书，通常就会想到那个很青涩，十几岁可能初恋要 first love。
OK。
或者英语可以说 puppy love。
Yeah.
You call it puppy love.
Yeah, 初恋对吧？
那这个情书我可以问问你是用中文写还是英文写的？
是。Well, it wasn't to a Chinese person, so...
Oh, okay, so it's in English. Okay, some special love letters. 那 love letter 到最后面是不是很多外国人都会画爱心然后写什么 XOXO?
I don't, because I think it's a little corny.
Oh, corny, 我们之前节目也说过就很肉麻。
Yeah, I mean, if a girl does it, that's cool. I don't know.
但男的那样就有点奇怪。Maybe you're...
I don't know, maybe...
15, it's fine.
I don't know, I mean, a guy can do it. I just wouldn't do it.
So the sign of 英文里面就是如果一个人写了什么 XOXO,、这个不是说酒 we're not talking about 人头马 XO,
not
cognac.
No, no.
这个 XO
You've been spending some time at the bar lately, eh, Jenny?
这个 XO 就是代表 love 的意思是吧
I don't know, I always kind of thought of it as like love and kisses or something
Yeah, love and kisses, right? Yeah. Hugs and kisses, love and kisses 好 不管怎么样 Some love letters, old-fashioned 很传统很老派的但是
是
对啊这就代表心意啊、
对
心意代表一颗心英文可以说
I mean, it's just like love, I mean, it's heartfelt, you know?
Heartfelt, 对你的心意、很真诚的对吧、好
Sincere love
很真诚的爱啊 sincere love、OK, so love letters 然后接下来呢我看到这个美国人觉得很浪漫的一些情人节礼物创意哦、这个人说的是A shower of teddy bears.
Okay, so gotta get a bunch of teddy bears and gotta throw them up in the air or maybe like put them in a net above you and pull a rope so they all fall down. I don't know how you would do that.
对
but...
So teddy bears 就是泰迪熊、然后刚刚我们说到的 a shower of teddy bears, 这里 shower 不是说洗澡 、这里 shower 就是说很多很多 shower you with gifts.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you could shower somebody with gifts, yeah.
所以他这个 shower 动词除了洗澡的意思，还有一个意思就是 ，you can imagine it's like water, right? 你洗澡时候很多水冲过来，这也就是说很多的 teddy bear, 很多泰迪熊，很多的礼物冲过来。
So much of it, you're just covered in teddy bears.
对，所以美国好像那个一个准妈妈，她会。开一个 baby shower 一个派对
yeah that's right
是吧一个 baby shower 这个就是 baby 还没出来呢但是他的朋友会来送 baby 很多礼物
that's right
so they call it a baby shower
yeah
好那接下来这个 oh, I think this one's really cute and really creative
really? a cactus?
对
仙人掌
仙人掌
okay And okay, so yeah, it's true, a cactus lasts much longer than flowers. And actually, some special cactuses do have flowers on them.
对、所以 a cactus 就是仙人掌、然后虽然仙人掌 thorny 带刺的可能你第一眼感觉不好但是我觉得这个美国网友这个女孩子她写的她就说 My boyfriend gave me a cactus for our first Valentine's Day together.、Why? Because a cactus...lasts longer than flowers.
Okay, that's,
他说因为仙人掌它活的要比那个鲜花要久很多。
Yeah, that's right.
所以他可能他男朋友的寓意就是我们的爱 our love will last for a long time.
Yeah, and a lot of cactuses do sprout like、pink flowers, which are really nice.
对对对、或者现在很多人喜欢养多肉植物对吧多肉。
Oh yeah, those are、
succulents.
Yeah, succulents, yeah.
这个词是我这次到加拿大新学的我要做节目给大家就是我看到哇我好像外国人也很爱养多肉然后说这个多肉英文怎么说呀结果发现啊他们上面都写的是 succulent.
Yeah, it's funny, I knew how to say it in Chinese but I knew how to say it in English.
Succulent 英文里的意思就是多汁的对吧
鲜美的。Kind of like juicy.
Yeah,
like
juicy, a... succulent.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. 好，那接下来我们再来看看有创意的 Valentine's Day idea.、我觉得这个有一点 corny.
What is it?
An at-home spa treatment.
Oh, wait, so is the, you give the spa treatment to your girlfriend yourself? It's
对对对。
It's at home? I
don't
know.
This is something you would do, 是你觉得你
I mean, I wouldn't mind bathing my loved one.I think that'd be kind
of nice. 所以 SPA 我们都知道嘛那 a SPA treatment treatment 就是你要出去这个保养啊护理、对吧、你可以说做 treatment 那如果是 at home 就是在家的
I wouldn't trust in myself to be so good at it necessarily so I think
而且很累你要给人做 SPA 的话你自己还要用好大的力气
maybe that's not so good of an idea
no let's carry on oh I love this one
really a steak
a steak
A steak for Valentine's Day?
一个牛排。
Wow, you should move to Texas, Jen.
我应该到德州啊，那人很爱牛肉。I don't have a beef with Texas. 我们上次课有讲过 to have a beef with someone or something, 就你有点不满啊。I would happily move to Texas.
So why did this person get a steak for Valentine's Day?
没有，我觉得他这都很 ironic. 这也是一个女孩，美国女孩收到她男朋友的礼物。男朋友说，就是情人节送了她一块牛排。而且是送了他 a big fat rib eye 一大块肉眼 没有没有，然后他说哦，这是他老公，他说 My husband always barbecues for me. 所以 Valentine's Day 的时候呢，他的老公就出去买了一大块 a big fat ribeye and barbecued it, grilled it for her.
I mean, well, as long as your girlfriend's happy and you know what she wants, and that's fine. I don't.
对，这就是如果大家都喜欢的话，
yeah, 是吧？ That's all that matters, really.
And talking about food, the next one.A night of vegging out.
So being like a vegetable, like, I think you guys also have the saying, you guys say, shafa tudo, like a,
这就我们从英文来的呀, couch potato.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, it's like being a vegetable. You just kind of be lazy and don't do anything.
对,这个词我刚刚还不知道是什么意思,我问了 Spencer 才知道。So a night of vegging out.整个一晚上都 veggie out 因为我刚读了这个我还以为他们就是吃素整个一晚上 就是 we're vegetarians let's eat vegetarian for the whole night
No it means to be more like a vegetable and not do anything
vegetable 就是像一个植物一样的、对吧然后就什么事情都不做很懒所以读了这个美国网友的描述我才知道他的意思这个女孩的描述就是说I always thought that Valentine's Day is a waste of time, so I didn't want to celebrate Valentine's Day. 她不想庆祝、但是呢，我跟我现在的 fiancé, 就是我现在的未婚夫，我们庆祝第一个在一起的 Valentine's Day 的时候，我的 fiancé covered my dorm room. 啊，所以他们读大学就开始恋爱、dorm room 是宿舍、covered my dorm room with all of my favorite junk food.
Okay.
and snacks. 就在他宿舍里放满了他最喜欢的 junk food, 垃圾食品、零食、然后一个晚上就是 we just gorged ourselves. Gorge 就是狂吃暴饮暴食。
Yeah, yeah.
And watched documentaries, 然后一起看纪录片，
好吧，
好可爱。对，所以 they were vegging out. 所以如果你很懒，什么事都不想做，你就可以说，I just want to veg out.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's nice to have a low maintenance girlfriend. Yeah.
Low maintenance 就是不需要很多保养的啊、high maintenance 就是很需要照顾、保养、呵护、很作的啊。
Exactly.
我觉得这最主要就是你们两个在一起很。就很舒服很 comfortable、对吗就算是一起 vegging out gorge yourselves on snacks and watch documentaries、但是 that's what makes you happy
yeah
you can share that with somebody、
exactly.
这是最重要的
the simple pleasures of life
是是 so talking about dorm rooms 我觉得大学时代这种宿舍啊什么我们就前面讲的 puppy love、这种初恋这是 very precious 很珍贵的啊接下来的这个 idea、也是和 dorm room 有关的他就说、This is not very romantic but it's by far the best Valentine's Day gift I've ever received
And what's that, Jen?
他说这个不是我的男朋友而是我的 college roommate 是他大学时代的宿舍室友啊 college roommate She got me some cute little presents and candy就给他买了一些小礼物然后 candy 就是糖啊巧克力、and set them up as a surprise in our dorm room 然后他说 这个就给我一个大的惊喜他因为 Valentine's Day 他那年也没有男朋友他本来很 sad 但是他的这个好闺蜜啊这个 BFF 给了他这个惊喜所以他就说啊原来这个 friendship友谊
Exactly
对吧在 Valentine's Day 我们也能庆祝、
It's true There's a lot of girls like if they're single on Valentine's Day they're like oh let's just have a girls night let's go out and you know screw guys we'll just party and dance、and they'll go out and they'll do that and then you'll have a bunch of guys like hey I ain't got a girlfriend let's go out and find some single girls on Valentine's Day yeah, I've done that before
好那我们今天节目最后呢再分享几个这张 list 这张表上面美国人觉得很浪漫的一些情人节创意啊、这个我觉得是可能 ultimate 就是最终极的浪漫 doesn't get more romantic than this 一个求婚、
yeah, a proposal a marriage proposal
对 a marriage proposal 啊、to ask someone to marry you
yeah
所以动词对就可以说 to propose to someone
yeah that's right
或者也可以说 to pop the question、
yeah pop the question the
是吧
big question.
对 to pop 就是扔一个问题、
that's right
这个很大问题就是 will
will you marry me?
Marry me, a marriage proposal. 美国你们这个还是很传统的，就是觉得说这个 proposal 需要这个男的单膝下跪。
Yeah, to get down on one knee.
To get down on one knee,、
mm-hmm.
然后要准备好 engagement ring,、
mm-hmm.
这个求婚钻戒什么的。
Yeah, usually people are still pretty traditional about it, I'd say.
对，我们最近有几个 high profile celebrity weddings in China,、
mm-hmm.
有林心如、霍建华。美国的 proposal marriage, 我觉得其实也跟中国一样，就你们觉得是特别。It's a huge deal.
Yeah, of course.
而且哦，很多那个人的 wedding 比中国搞得还要 elaborate， 就是放更多的，花更多的时间。对，我以前觉得在中国吧，我们的伴郎伴娘现在可能越来越多，但以前就是、
uh-huh.
，you know, there's one best man,
yeah,
groomsman,
yeah,
and there's one maid of honor, a bridesmaid,
yeah.
但是我是那个时候到澳洲留学。哦、我才发现原来外国人很多西方人他要有一大堆的伴郎伴娘
Yeah, yeah, I mean there might be like one that's like So you could have like a bunch of bridesmaids、But one will be like the maid of
the
honor
maid of honor
And same thing with the guy like You can have a bunch of
Groomsmen
Yeah, groomsmen、But one is like the best man If I were to get married, I don't know, man How many guys? I don't know how many guys I'd have Probably like five
都是你的好朋友是吧
Yeah.
好。
And even then, I feel like I'd...
You're...
Limiting a lot of people, you know. But yeah.
你是个爱交朋友的人。
Of course. 本来就是。
那我们今天的节目就到这儿。希望你喜欢我们带给你的一些美国网友觉得很有创意的 Valentine's Day celebration gift ideas. And what I love most about this list is it's not, you know, buy her a bag, buy him a wallet or a watch. It's do something for
yeah,
them.
It's,
share some experience it, with
and
them.
And it's showing that you really know your 伴侣对吧
对对真的你很了解他们啊、
yeah.
然后你们 you really have a deep bond 就是两个人有一个很深的这个心灵的纽带、
yeah.
deep bond、
mm-hmm. exactly
伴侣英文好几个不同的说法
I mean you know if you're married you could say spouse oh that's more like 老伴 but you know you could say like you know your other half
better half
better half、mm-hmm. or your partner
对、
yeah.
what about soulmate 灵魂伴侣
well that's 灵魂伴侣
that's a good one、right?
对 yeah it's a good one
嗯好今天呢如果你有七夕安排的话也希望这些 ideas 给了你一些 idea、
mm-hmm.
然后我记得去年我们七夕的时候啊就是说大家买礼物的话也可以送你的伴侣一个开言英语的
hey.
对一个会员因为我觉得就两个人可以一起来学英语一起进步互相来鼓励也很不错的、
mm-hmm.
所以就这样吧今天我们就做一个很特别小小的七夕礼物给大家就是你可以998买两个账户跟你的那个 loved one soulmate 一起学
sounds pretty good Johnny
对因为我们是629块一个人嘛但就是七夕的就两天啦、啊、我们998大家可以买、
oh,
对
nice so you guys you know 趁热打铁 go ahead and buy it
趁热打铁
yeah, strike while the iron is hot
对最主要也是祝大家都找到 the one for you
yeah
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿 have a lovely Chinese Valentine's Day
that's right happy Valentine's guys
再见
not if you care for meStay, little baby.